All right, big fines for big polluters. A proposed new bill aims to introduce a higher carbon tax rate for businesses that fail to reduce emissions. The proposed legislation is meant to fast-track our transition to a greener economy, and it comes, of course, weeks before the UN's climate change conference known as COP26. Eckhard Zollner is the head of EDS Systems, the business development head there, and joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Very good morning to you, Bongani, and your listeners.
The cynic will say, oh yeah, right, we're just trying to enact this legislation so we can have good things to say ahead of COP26. Would they be right?
I think we've already had 2 years of the Carbon Tax Act, virtually 2 years in operation, and it was developed in a number of phases. The first phase was what I would call sort of a soft introduction to get industry familiar with the concept and comfortable with the concept. As we are nearing the end of that phase, and from January 2023 starting the second phase, I think we are well on our way to be achieving what has to be achieved, Bongani.
But there have been concerns raised about how it's going to impact overall tax policy. We've got to be cautious here. There has been, or at least there's a potential negative inflationary impact as far as these types of taxes are concerned.
Yeah, that is always a big debate. I think we have to see that in context. First of all, I think the cost of not introducing measures of a polluter's pay principle, which is what carbon tax is, so the effect of not doing it now and the cost will be far, far greater in 10 to 20 years' time or further down the line. Secondly, it gives us a fantastic opportunity. The tax makes room for a number of what I call the carrot approach, in other words, carbon offset opportunities. And there is an exciting potential of creating a whole new green economy. We have to not see the tax as a measure, as a stick, as a penalty, but also really as a holistic concept in terms of turning our economy around, which is of global importance, of course.
You're saying this needs to be calculated across the entire value chain, very much in the way that we've enacted legislation around BEE, for example.
Yes, very much so. I think the concept needs to carry across. That's more the concept of carbon footprinting, because you have to measure, you have to know the impact of your activities. So it has to carry across the entire logistics chain. And we are all responsible. We can't just turn around and say it's government's issue or it's business issue. It's all our issue. Charity begins at home, so to speak.
Well, you talk about charity beginning at home. The elephant in the room, of course, will be Eskom. We know the commitment of no less than Gwede Mandasha, for example, to coal. How realistic is that conversation in that context?
We need to embrace that conversation with a massive sense of urgency. We can't, you're quite right. We can't have one side of government saying we need to decarbonize our economy, and the part of government saying we're going to be hanging on to coal and develop it into cleaner coal or better coal, so to speak. So we need to work together as public-private partnerships. And I think that also goes in terms of the cost aspect that you were mentioning. We have lots of inefficiencies in our generation processes and our industry. And we need to become a whole lot more efficient in the way we do things and bring those efficiencies to bear. We've seen it with COVID, for instance. COVID has taught us how inefficient we are, shuffling millions of people to and from home to work every day. And how much more efficient some of us can be working from home and not commuting. The same applies to, I think, to the shift.
Eckhard Zollner, line really just not very clear there, but some excellent points that you are making there. A government can't be speaking with a forked tongue on these things. He says there's potential for a whole new economy to come out of this legislation, so don't see it as a penalty. The cost of not doing it is going to be far greater than any impediments in the short term. Eckhard Zollner, the head of EDS Systems, the business development head there.